Blog Talk Radio.
Week of February. I'm not going to be the groundhog today, but we're a little behind on listing what we're going to talk about today. But anyway, we'll do our usual births, deaths, and events that are relevant to us. This gets into quarantine, and we've had this issue about quarantine people with communicable diseases such as mumps. I remember I had it, and the health department came around and stuck a yellow sticker on our door. There was also other communicable diseases, and then this whole issue came up with these people who have AIDS and who wouldn't change their lifestyle and went around and spread it. And there are people today who still feel that they want to play sexual kamikazes, and have unprotected sex and multiple partners, and of course, if you criticize them, then that's a hate crime, or what I call the Caligula law. Anyway, in 1743, Philadelphia set up a house of quarantine called the Pest House, and this was for immigrants, so that way they try to control any diseases that may come into the country carried by new immigrants. And in 1809, the territory of Illinois and Wisconsin was set up, and I think in 1818, Illinois entered the U.S. Union, 18th state to the Union. And then this is relevant to Abraham Lincoln because he was a member of this party. In 1836, the Whig Party had its first convention, and later these people and some of the others started the Republican Party, I think, in Ripon, Wisconsin. And talking about Wisconsin, this is another issue, and it also comes up in this business about do states have a right to defy federal law? In 1855, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court declared the Fugitive Slave Law unconstitutional. Now, the Fugitive Slave Law was a law passed by Congress that allowed slave owners to pursue runaway slaves even into the free states like Wisconsin, Illinois. And there, if they were apprehended, or they could call on the local jurisdiction authority to seize the slave and return him to his owner. And it's inhumane, but that was the law at the time. We had another problem with this Wisconsin State Supreme Court after the Civil War when an underage recruit went into the U.S. Army illegally, and the Wisconsin State Supreme Court defied federal court on that. Today, recently, in the last 10 years, we had the California State Supreme Court and appellate court, and even San Francisco criminal court, the local court, defy federal authority and jurisdiction over the federal military. And, of course, the case referred to is that of Stephen Nery. Go to Stephen Nery on the internet, NERY, and look up all things about how he was used as a U.S. Navy sailor by the local corrupt authorities here in San Francisco. And, of course, some of these cases are finally being overturned on the federal level, and it's a matter of time for this one. Hopefully, it's very soon, as it's been going on for 16 years. also, when the case was referred to the jurisdiction of the federal court, applied the appellate court by the Google, compelled it to allow court any federal authority, federal law, to give the jurisdiction to uphold both convictions. And what the California State Supreme Court denied the ruling to uphold both convictions over the convictions. Just to show you, we haven't heard this kind of behavior. Bye.
of the white man's dealings with the Indians, and many parts of the record are stained with the greed and avarice of those who have thought only of their own profit. But it is also true that the purposes and motives of this great government and of our nation as a whole toward the red men have been wise, just, and beneficent. The remarkable progress of our Indian brothers toward civilization is proof of it, and open to all to see. During the past half century, you have seen the schoolhouse take the place of the military post on your reservation. The administration of Indian affairs has been transferred from the military to the civil arm of the government. The education and industrial training the government has given you has enabled thousands of Indian men and women to take their places in civilization alongside their white neighbors. Thousands are living in substantial farmhouses on their own separate allotments of land. Hundreds of others have won places of prominence in the profession, and some have worked their way into the halls of Congress and into places of responsibility in our state and national government. 30,000 Indian children are enrolled in government, state, and mission schools. The Great White Father now calls you his brothers, not his children, because you have shown in your education and in your settled ways of life sound, manly, worthy qualities of sound character.
That was Woodrow Wilson, who died on this date. Interestingly, he was the first patient for what they call animal-assisted therapy. He went into depression, and he suffered a heart attack when he was going around the country barnstorming on the trains to try to get the nation to back his desire for the United States to become members, a member of the League of Nations. He had a heart attack. Totally paralyzed, and he had a young wife who was married for a second time. His first wife died, and she allegedly signed papers and acted as a president behind the scenes. She died, I think, about 15 years ago, and still bitter to the end about Henry Cabot Lodge. But interestingly, she talked to a doctor, and they decided to get a dog for Wilson, and maybe that would cheer him up and help him recover from his heart attack. Stroke. So that's the first known instance of using an animal for animal-assisted therapy. We see animals coming into hospitals, old people's homes, and it's a great therapeutic thing, and it's great for the animals, and they use the shelter animals. Incidentally, I have an interview, one of the last interviews that was done with Roger Karras. The Westminster Dog Show is coming up, because it's one of the pets, and we will play that interview. It's very interesting. He had a great voice, and so we'll have that at the time of the Westminster Dog Show. It's the top show in the United States, and the other top in the world, and the other one is Crufts in London, and that's the other top show in the world, Crufts in Westminster. I want to bring this issue up again because it's come up with. This golfer named Mickelson was reported today that somebody on the internet tracked this person down, or this whoever did it, we don't know the gender, accused him of fathering illegitimate children and other things which are, at the very least, libel. And it turns out that he got the internet carrier to track down the source of this libel, this printing. Spoken libel, slander. Slander is spoken. Anyway, it turns out that this person, maybe it's email or mail, we don't know, is in Montreal, Canada. However, Mickelson is, I think, he's a resident of California. So he gets to file a lawsuit, and California discovered this by accident. Here's what happened. An uninsured driver who was, not only was insured, he had no license, legally. Working illegally, violation of Homeland Security law. A lot of people don't know this, but a lawyer or anybody who hires somebody who is illegal, this comes under Homeland Security. Anyway,
trying to send this person, because we didn't know the the option of publication for a month, certain distances, back to the first. Well, it turns out that there is a landscape that the ground resident. Thank you.
want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise. Beat two.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
I suppose we should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat out.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Need a game for children, need a game is rough. Decisions like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where's the call of duck?
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot raise.
Set up.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
This is Peter Paul Brazola, and of course, there's some politicians who belong in jail. We'll be back Monday at 4 o'clock. Have a good weekend. Good night.